The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com on Twitter at SWJ Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And this will be what should be the first of many episodes in the off-season. Try to post at least one episode per month during this off-season. And then probably do the same thing for March, April, May, June, and July. And then hopefully starting in August, it'll be back to the regular weekly grind of episodes during the regular season. And yes, the NFL season might be over, and including the Super Bowl. I mean, in Super Bowl 57, should rank right in the ranked probably one of the best of all time with the Kansas City Chiefs. Defeating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35, thanks to a last-second field goal by Harrison Butker. Butker played high school football in the Atlanta area, and then played at Georgia Tech about a decade ago. Yes, and the NFL season might be over, but football season's really not. Matter of fact, by the time you finish listening to this podcast, and then depending on when you're listening to this, and anyone who's listening, really, the XFL season will soon be starting, or will have already started. Again, by the time you finish listening to this episode, and in any case, I'm digressing here, and a lot of the things to talk about on this installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast, and obviously talk about National Signing Day that happened earlier this month on February 1st, and a lot of players from teams in our area signed with a wide variety of schools or institutions during the national signing period. It started on February 1st and basically could just continue through February 5th and continue through the weekend. And a former Lee County standout on defense has entered the transfer portal and chose to move back home to Georgia. More on him soon, and then another former high school standout from our area played a huge role in leading his team to a bowl game at the FBS level, and then have a couple of coaching changes involving three people at Westover here in Albany, Westover High School here in Albany, Georgia, where this podcast originates, and finally, two of the winningest high school football programs ever will square off for the first time ever. And one of them is right here in our area. And again, lots to talk about. Not much time to waste, so let's get started. And starting with National Signing Day. And South Georgia was the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area was well represented on National Signing Day. And then
And as mentioned at the beginning, and as mentioned at the beginning of this episode, National Signing Day was on February 1st of this year. Obviously, start with the teams in Region 1-7A. And from the Colquitt County Packers, and led by Sean Calhoun. And in his first season as the Packers head coach, and Colquitt County made it to the semifinals, losing to eventual state runner-up Carrollton. And for Colquitt County, Everett Green signed with NAIA Briarcliff University, Cole Holmes with Thomas University in Thomasville, Georgia, just west of Valdosta, and Thomas University, another NAIA institution, is starting up a football program. Seeing Briarcliff University's in Iowa. And then Keyshawn Palmore signing with NCAA Division II Savannah State University in Savannah. Quay McCoy is moving on to the University of Louisiana Monroe, home of the Warhawks, and Charlie Pace, and their star athlete, played a huge role in Colquitt County, getting as far as they did to the semifinals in Class 7A, and signed with Georgia State University. And Pace was already committed to Georgia State. And then that signing basically made it official. And at Valdosta, Ahmad Davidson's playing at Coffeyville Community College in Kansas. And Jalen Whitehead will go all the way up north along I-75, signing with the Clark Atlanta University Panthers. And then T.J. Morrison signing with another NAIA program in Reinhardt University, way up in North Georgia. And Reinhardt University has been a perennial playoff team at the NAIA level since that program started in 2014. And Nehemiah Dennis also signing with Thomas University in Thomasville as that program tries to get started. Grayson Levy, spelled L-E-A-V-Y, will be staying home and suiting up for Valdosta State University. And DeAndre Boykins signing with another NCAA Division II institution in Fort Valley State in Middle Georgia. And Lowndes, you had Drew Marshall signing with another NCAA Division II school in the SIC, Lane College, Jackson, Tennessee. Andrew Ray, spelled A-N-D-R-U, signing with Reinhardt University up in North Georgia. Ronnie Davis with Thomas University. And Elijah Colvin. And just like Grayson Levy from Valdosta, won't be going too far from home. And he signed on the dotted line with VSU or Valdosta State. And Region 1-6A, Lee County Trojans, Cam Bell's going to Albany State. As is Dante Tinson, fellow teammate there, and JaVale Fugerson decided to go all the way up north into western upstate New York, signing with the University of Buffalo and the Buffalo Bulls, not the Bills. And knocked off Georgia Southern to win the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, last December 27th. And Kason Hooks, Kason with a K, K-K-S-O-N, signing with Army. So, it looks like he'll be serving our country as well as playing football these next several years. and Lake Wilson. One more Lee County Trojan signed to play at Thomas University. It'll be interesting to see how that program goes. And going back to Thomasville and Thomas County Central, Yellow and Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets had their best season in some 20 plus years under first year head coach Justin Rogers, who left Colquitt County to become the head coach at TCC. Anyways, these are the players that signed with that moved on to play college football. Got Quincy Clark and TJ Sanders with yet another NAIA institution, the University of Pikeville out of Pikeville, Kentucky. Desmond Jones with Clark Atlanta. Tyler Floyd at Peru State, another NAIA institution up in Nebraska. JV Rebel signed with Valdosta State. Same with Riley Frasu. Rasu, spelled F-R-A-S-U, also signed with VSU. Tip County had Tyler Parker signing with Wofford College, playing at the NCAA Division I FCS level. Longtime members of the Southern Conference out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Bainbridge, the Bainbridge Bearcats, unfortunately, did not sign any players here in Albany. Gavon Johnson and Isaiah Rainer signed with Georgia Military College up in Milledgeville in the Mid-State. DeAndre Chapman is moving on to NCAA Division II, Tuskegee University in Alabama. And Zamarian Starling signed with Shorter University up in Rome, Georgia. And the Cairo Surfmakers, Justin Bryant, signing with Warner University in Florida. Yet another NAIA school in GMC, Georgia Military College. And landed Jalen Davis, J-A-L-E-N, Tyree Kelly in University of South Florida in the American Athletic Conference. And that league will be losing Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston to the Big 12. And USF will be staying put in the AAC. And Tyree Kelly going all the way down to, from Southwest Georgia down to the University of South Florida down in Tampa. And you got Amarian Burton and Jacob Manluis. Manluis, spelled M-A-N-L-U-I-S, signed with Gordon State College in Martinsville, Georgia. It's a JUCO up there. And about some 40-plus miles northwest of Macon. And for the Crisp County Cougars, only two players signed to play at the next level. Ian Cleckley signed with Point University, an NAIA school on the Georgia-Alabama border in West Point, Georgia. Not that West Point where Army is. And David Mitchell moving on to the University of Louisiana at Monroe, where Quay McCoy is going to be. And the Darty Trojans had multiple players sign on the dotted line. Antonio Colbert going to Valdosta State. Malik Johnson playing at Johnson C. Smith University, NCAA Division II school out of Charlotte, North Carolina, playing in the CIAA. And Octavius Griffin signing with VSU, Stan Samuel Smith at the University of South Florida, Jamarcus King signing with Thomas University, and Larry Lane from Georgia Military College, or GMC, and Monroe Tornadoes, and Drico Jackson with Bethune-Cookman down Daytona Beach, Florida, Johnny McCauley with Murray State, moving to the Missouri Valley Football Conference from the Ohio Valley Conference, Christian Elder, Central Georgia Technical College, and DeMontreal Rice, also signed with Central Georgia Tech, and Katerian Harris signing with Central Georgia Tech in the Middle Georgia area, Macon, Warner Robins as well. And the Thomasville Bulldogs have Monolith Perkins signing with NCAA Division III Greensboro College in Greensboro, North Carolina. Evan Wynn with Clark Atlanta. And DJ Thurman with Gordon State. So, and Cook and the Cook Hornets from Adel have Bryson Wilson signing with the University of West Georgia, the home of the Wolves. And Fitzgerald, despite advancing to the state title game in AA for the second year in a row, only to fall short. Did not sign any players. And in Sumter County and Berrien didn't sign any players either. And the Worth County Rams had two of its players signed with GMC or Georgia Military College up in the Milledgeville area. Chip Cooper, their star quarterback, along with Jalen Llewellyn, and both of them are moving on to GMC. And seeing Early County, the Early County Bobcats, and advancing to the quarterfinal round in Class A Division II. And Durante Jackson signing with Shorter University, and Braylon Foster has signed with Faulkner University in Montgomery, Alabama, competing in the NAIA. And also you have Colby James in Terrell County, and not going too far from home, and he's signed with Albany State University, signed with the Golden Rams. And Albany State, by the way, and has underwent a coaching change during the offseason, as Quinn Gray replaced Gabe Gardenia as the Golden Rams head football coach. And Gardenia is now in Charleston, South Carolina. And he's now the head coach at FCS Charleston Southern University. And rounding things out, you got Lanier County Bulldogs and Daniel Cruz, their kicker, signed with Arkansas Baptist University. And another NAIA school, and Jameer Glenn, signed with Point University out of West Point, Georgia. In Dooley County, at John Brown, at McPherson College in Kansas, and the NAIA. And GMC got another player from our area, Abe Stowe from Wilcox County, and Brooks County had its share of players. You had Jeremiah Henderson, Jaden Correa, and Sabian Keeson signing with Thomas University, while Jamal Sanders and Kamari Blankensee spelled Blankensee, is Kamari Blankensee, as well as Jamal Sanders signing with Fort Valley State. Erin County had Coley Soloway signing with Mercer University. And the quarterback for Erin County, and the son of Erin County head coach Casey Soloway. And Cody Soloway signed with Mercer University. But Soloway will play baseball instead of football. And finally, you got to the private schools. Destin Moore, it's Brookwood out of Thomasville. Destin Moore signing with Virginia Military Institute, or VMI, up in Lexington, Virginia, while Tyler Cleland has linked a National Letter of Intent, or NLI, at the University of the Cumberlands up in Kentucky. And finally, Deerfield Windsor of Albany and the GIAA. Ethan Johnson is signed with Mercer University. Ethan Johnson will suit up for the Bears. And Johnson helped lead the Knights to the GIAA Class AAA state title game, only to be crushed by John Millage, who currently holds holds the longest winning streak in Georgia high school football in any level or any organization, 50 straight wins. Okay. And that's a huge, you know, a lot of players signed with a whole lot of different schools during this national signing period earlier in the month of February. Now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about some other players, some former high school players here in our area that have moved on. And Baron Hobson, former standout linebacker for the Lee County Trojans, and helped lead the Trojans to their first state title, the first back-to-back state championships, as a matter of fact, in Class 6A 2017 and again 2018. And is also named the Class 6A Defensive Player of the Year in 2020. And Hobson transferred from Jackson State to Kennesaw State. And the Metro Atlanta-based institution, whose football program is just 8 years old, and Kennesaw State is beginning to transition from the FCS to the FBS level later this year in 2023. And while at Jackson State, Hobson played in all 13 games as a sophomore. Last season, had 51 tackles, 7.5 of those were a loss, as well as 4 sacks and 1 forced fumble. And he also played in 8 games as a freshman with 10 tackles and a half a tackle for a loss, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 quarterback hurry. So, Kennesaw State's getting a good player in Baron Hobson and O.J. Arnold. Played at Brooks County High School down in Quitman, Georgia. Helped lead the Trojans from Quitman to the Class Single A public state title in 2021. And Omari Arnold, or O.J. Arnold, I should say, played in all 13 games. Was on the field for 223 snaps. Helped lead the Eagles to the Camellia Bowl last season. And then in the Camellia Bowl, which was an eventual loss to Buffalo, Arnold had 12 carries for 68 yards and 2 catches for 6 yards. And it'll be interesting to see if Arnold can continue that success and help lead the Georgia Southern program to a bigger and better season in 2023. And closer to home here in Albany, and there's some changes within the Westover football program. Huge coaching change to talk about and get to that momentarily. But first, you got one former Westover standout, Aaron Savage. Aaron spelled A-A-I-O-N. Aaron Savage. And played his high school football right here in Albany at Westover High. He's now the head football coach at Decatur High School in Decatur, Alabama. And obviously Savage has some big shoes to fill, replacing Jerry Adcock. Won 187 games at Decatur High School from 1996 to 2022. And that's 27 seasons. For those Are you listening that are doing the math at home? And Savage, Aaron Savage, played a huge role in Auburn winning the national championship in 2010. And Savage comes to Decatur, Alabama, after a one-year stint as the defensive backs coach at Western Illinois, another FCS school. He also made stops at Louisiana, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Northern Iowa, Georgia State, and Arkansas Tech, in a variety of roles from graduate assistant to quality control assistant. And this is according to the Auburn Wire at usatoday.com. And during his career at Auburn, Savage made 79 total tackles. In 2006, 2010, that's while at Auburn. Among his accomplishments included being a member of the All-SEC freshman team in 2006. And of course, winning it all back in 2010. So, you'll be interested to see how well Aaron Savage does coaching high school in high school football in neighboring Alabama and close to home. The Westover Patriots here in Albany have made a coaching change, and Adam Miller. And recently announced his resignation as the Patriots head coach after spending the last two seasons as head coach there. And Miller was 2-8 overall in 2021 and 3-8 in 2022. A 5-16 overall record in 2 years at Westover in the 2022 team. Advanced to the state playoffs at the 4A level, and that 31-0 win over Shaw helped put Westover in the playoffs for the second time in the last 3 years. And Westover would lose to Spalding out of Griffin, Georgia, 26-7 in the first round of the state playoffs on Veterans Day, November 11th last season. And Miller's replacement at Westover is someone that's no stranger to high school football here in Albany, and Octavia Jones. Octavia Jones was named the interim head coach at Westover, according to the Albany Herald, as well as by way of an announcement from Westover principal William Chun. And Octavia Jones was the head coach at Westover from 2010-2017 and helped lead Westover to its only region championship in football back in 2013. That was an incredible season for Westover, going 9-3. Made it to the second round of state playoffs and lost to Stockbridge in that second round. I think it was Class 4A or 4A or AAA back in the day. Either way, Octavia Jones is back as Westover's head football coach. If only for a short while. Who knows? And Westover might have a permanent replacement in mind. Who knows at this point? And last but certainly not least, the two winningest programs in high school football history. We'll open the season in on August 18th up in Ohio. And the Boston Wildcats, the winningest program in American high school football history, not just here in Georgia, will kick off next season in Massillon, Ohio at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium against the Washington Tigers of Massillon, Ohio. And the Valosta-Washington-Massillon game will be one of four games that will make up the inaugural Northeast Ohio versus America showcase. And this is according to the Valosta Daily Times. And Valosta, through the end of the 2022 season, has 944 wins all time. And Massillon has 932 wins, not too far behind Valosta. And Valosta finished 8-3 last season. And Massillon finished 12-2. Or Washington, wherever you know, however you like to call that team up there. I see you think in Massillon when their opener lost their opener last season, I think we lost 12 straight wins and then didn't lose again until not to the semifinal round, lost to Archbishop Hoban, H-O-B-A-N out of Akron, Ohio. And in any case, and you see the Massillon, it's a little township, it's one of those many townships in Ohio, located just 8 miles west of Canton and 20 miles south of Akron. So, and Valosta head coach Shelton Felton told the Valosta Daily Times, this game against Massillon is a great opportunity for this program. And according to that article in the Boston Daily Times, which was published on February 9th of 2023, the trip northward to Massillon, Ohio, now provides for also a great opponent and electric assets here to start the season. It also provides Felton's players, Shelton Felton, Valosta head coach. It also provides his players to see a part of the country they may not have seen before. That experience will be just as invaluable. And according to Felton's quote here, some of these kids won't leave Valosta after graduation. They'll stay here and work, be great young men, great citizens, to be able to use football, see the world, and see something different. It's an awesome opportunity. Adding, there's more stuff in the world than Valosta, Georgia. Indeed. And I think, and on that note, that's going to conclude this episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Here on the Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also, you can listen to this on Spotify, as well as on Anchor and anchor.fm/SWGA Network, or wherever you get your podcast. And I'm going to branch out and outside of high school football and really other sports, for that matter, and you're just listen to out, you know, be on the lookout or listen out for more content on the Southwest Georgia Network. And got a brand new podcast debuting very soon here. It feature a lot of interviews with the movers and shakers here in Southwest Georgia. Anyway, that's going to do it for this installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And As always, thank you for listening. Stay safe. Thank you. God bless you. Goodbye. Hope to hear from you again soon.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.